Welcome to the Noble Eight Podcast, Ape Reality. I'm Tom Barbalay, and this serves as the September 2008 mail-out. The development continued on from the end of last month with regards to the Cocoa implementation, and this ended up with a problem. A problem whether I would do frequency timers, i.e. timers that went off on a regular frequency at a regular time interval, or some other method. And this was pretty central to Cocoa because obviously there was no interface into the simulation through the standard event cycle that I'd been using previously. Even with carbon events, it was coming back to the same problem that there needed to be some way to run the simulation possibly in parallel to whatever was being displayed on the screen, which returned to the atomic threading problem, which I have discussed in numerous Ape Realities previously. But for folks who hadn't heard it, let me give a little potted discussion to what I mean when I say atomic threading. The Noble Ape simulation exists as a series of functions that call each other in a semi-logical procedure, and each function is called separately, and each function is called individually, and these functions can then become atoms which are shot out onto M-core processors or over networks to run the simulation massively in parallel. So this is work that I've been talking about for probably about 18 months now. In fact, it comes back to the main Intel rewrite, I think, of 2006 or 2007. However, I had only partially implemented the code, and this posed me with a bit of a problem. Do I rewrite the existing code, or do I start afresh with regards to the atomic implementation? Now, I had written a lot of background kind of documentation, speculative notes, scraps of paper, this kind of stuff that I had written on with regards to what this atomic implementation would look like, and I reverted back to some of that and just did some first principles analysis of what I needed in terms of how these functions were going to be called and the kind of frequency and how to distribute it over M processors and the relatively thin interface I wanted with regards to what was fundamentally an event model, basically an event manager that sent out these timed events or non-timed events or things that went out into the processing ether with the view at some stage they would either call new functions or call back or these kind of things. That took me probably until about the middle of this month when I finished the implementation to my satisfaction, passed it to Pedro Ferreira, who, strange enough, working at CERN, currently has a little bit of downtime, I guess. So I passed it back to Pedro, and within probably 6 hours of me doing that, I got my Nature-inspired informatics peer review back. And the peer review was actually really interesting. I had one exceptionally positive peer reviewer. I'm not sure if it was Mriddle or someone else, but I know Mriddle was on the peer review list. I got one middle-of-the-road reviewer who actually gave a lot of interesting criticism, and then I got one relatively hostile reviewer, and what I found quite interesting was that if I removed the extreme hostilities that seemed to be focused on Noble Ape specifically, there was a lot of really good information even with that hostile reviewer. So I have almost completed the rewrite. The bits that I have left to do relate to graphical dumping, the kind of stuff that I did really for the IEEE article all of 4 years ago now. So that kind of stuff. I don't obviously want to produce the same graphics, I want different graphics for this particular chapter, but a lot of good feedback and a lot of really interesting stuff tying the Noble Ape cognitive simulation back to early cellular automata models from the mid-60s. So if the hostile reviewer produced that kind of effort, so much better. And just a general sense of what a chapter in the kind of text would look like. I think through my own peer reviewing other chapters, I had a very open mind with regards to the ideas that work in progress or things that were, in some regard, narrative descriptions of work were acceptable. And certainly that's the nature of the text on Noble Ape. However, that doesn't appear to be the standard with regards to these kind of books, or certainly with some reviewers looking at the Noble Ape related chapter, so that was interesting feedback. I don't honestly think I can restructure the chapter that savagely in that regard. However, I certainly also accepted, you know, other chapters that I reviewed that were in that style, so I can't complain on either end, and basically I'm going to have to defend some of the decisions that I make, but other ones were perfectly valid, and it was quite interesting actually getting the critical feedback with the sense that it was all leading hopefully to a positive conclusion with regards to the chapter getting published, just some tweaks and stylizations, and in fact in many regards, and these are the two main points, it was really about reframing the chapter as the Noble Ape cognitive simulation in stark contrast to neural networks, for example. Now, I don't go into depth in neural networks, primarily because I just don't have enough space to do it in the chapter. However, I did talk about the developments of Noble Ape cognitive simulation in some regard as kind of compare and contrast to neural networks, or really just the contrast component. And the other thing that came through was Polyworld. And this is really the other thing that I've been doing this month, if I'm going to give an honest discussion to what I've been doing with regards to Noble Ape. I interviewed Larry Yeager earlier in the month, and then I started exploring Polyworld, and there are a number of shared themes between Polyworld and Noble Ape. The main differences are Larry Yeager uses a neural network, a kind of genetic energy-fed neural network, but a neural network nonetheless for the intelligence components of what he calls sea monkeys. Yes, sea monkeys in Polyworld. And also, obviously, Noble Ape has the rich environment and the ecosystem, which Polyworld doesn't really have. Noble Ape has undulating surfaces, it has weather, it has water, it has a biology fundamentally, flora and fauna that exist in the Noble Ape simulated environment, or at least are simulated in the simulated environment. Polyworld doesn't have any of that. So it occurred to me that there was a possibility for some combination, particularly with regards to the atomic stuff that I've done recently. I mean, Polyworld, I think, would really benefit from that kind of processor tuning that ability. So that's going to be happening in the future. Obviously, my time is relatively limited currently, particularly with regards to the stuff I need to complete with nature and bioinformatics. I want to get that done earlier rather than later, mainly because I've got other stuff. I mean, there's always a constant stream of stuff that needs to be done, and plus the biota lives continuously seem to also keep me editing audio at times where I could be developing software. And so anyway, that's been my month. A lot of stuff initially with Coco. I hope to return to that when I get the full implementation of the atomic stuff to explain that in a fuller way. I've written actually the atomic handling. I haven't actually atomized the Noble Ape simulation yet, so that's yet to be done. And then obviously I have to link it back to the Coco. And as I noted in the previous podcast, I'm going back to Australia next year. With that logical kind of connection, I'd like to get everything done before I head back to Australia in terms of just getting the code back in Coco and back to Apple and at a state where at least it was displayable in a kind of continuation sense for future operating systems that may only use Coco, or at least Noble Ape is using Coco. So that's where I'm currently. Lots more in the kind of to-do transitory way that this project seems to be continuously going, as it's just been going for many, many years now. Feedback, comments, questions, just general musing, and also points of contact, always welcome, both via Facebook or via email. Via Facebook, you can just search for Tom Barbalay. I'm the only one so far. And email tom@noble8.com. I love getting email from users, people who listen in, people who are tuning in for the first time. Why are you listening? What's going on here? These kind of things, always welcome. Please get in contact with me. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. Look forward to you tuning into the next podcast.